Well, it's 9:20 a.m. on Sunday the 5th of October. I stand outside the caravan on the patio and I'm looking across a very grey, clouded Clyde, River Clyde. The river itself, which is a said previously, this is quite broad at this point. It's quite choppy with a strong wind blowing up coming from the west southwest, and the skies are 50 shades of grey. It looks as if it might be lightening up in some places, but it's a different morning from yesterday morning. And I see, just in the distance now, I see the first ferry coming across from Rossie to Weems Bay. Sunday services are different. We're here in the west coast and the Isles. It's always a lazier service, if you like. And normally they're leaving from both ends at the same time, but and the boats are always docked. As far as I can remember, from one of the crew, are always docked over at Rossie overnight. And I think that's to do with probably safety. I don't know. But anyway, so there's no ferry leaving here this morning. We'll wait till that one comes over, and that then will turn around and be the first one from Spain. So that's a ferry timetable and the organisation's explained. But it is a very, very grey morning. It's quite cool. Yesterday, after all that heavy rain in the morning, it turned into an absolutely gorgeous day. We had glorious sunshine all the way over to Rossie. We had a fantastic meal as usual in the Esplanade Hotel, which faces the harbour, sitting in a big glass bay window, having wonderful service and great food. If you ever go to Rossie, go to the Esplanade Hotel. It's worth it. Unless you're a high-end and really like exquisite cuisine, then you can find some other place. But, we had our great meal and the weather was great for us. There was a shower or two, but we were really fortunate. It didn't actually shower on us at all when we were out and about walking the streets of Rossie. And then we had a wee look at the properties for sale in the windows. Yes, Rossie's on their cards for one of the places to retire to. My wife Mary absolutely loves Rossie and would love to stay there, and well, I'm the same. So it's a bit of a competition now between that Rossie and this part of the mainland, Weems Bay, not the caravan part, but the little town village itself, or down, just down the road to Largs. So it looks like it may be actually in this area. We'll see. But anyway, we had a great day. Came back in glorious sunshine again, and it kind of stayed that way the rest of the day. We just had a lazy afternoon in the caravan when we came back. Had a wee joint down to Largs again and walked the southern prom pier, if you like, for a change. And then came back to the caravan and just settled in for the night. This is a lazy weekend with just the two of us. So no shooting about, no darting about, doing all kinds of things. And today we're going down to Ayr, the town of Ayr down the coast. It's a big town, good shopping centre, lovely beach, freezing cold water. So we'll be going down there. There's also a very large market in Carboot. Having said that, with the weather the way it is just now, I'm not quite sure whether the car boot or market will be on if it's blowing that way. At least it's dry. It may be raining by the time we get down there. So yesterday was a great day, and today's just going to be another kind of jutting about day. Saturday's always a more important day for us over in Rossie. And getting the breaks in the weather yesterday just made it. If it had been this morning, it looks like it would have been a kind of miserable and choppy cruise over. A different day altogether, and I'm really, really pleased that yesterday, which is the day we normally choose to go to Rossie, was absolutely beautiful. So, a great day. Absolutely loved it. My toes are cold this morning. Barefooted sandals. It's a socks day, I think. Socks and shoes today. And I really hate putting socks and shoes on. Oh. But I'll still be wearing my shorts, even though it is October. Not cold enough yet to get rid of them. So, we'll see how the day goes. Nice hot shower coming up. And a cup of tea and a bit of toast. And then we'll get away. I do love it down here. And standing here with the views that we've got from this lovely caravan holiday park across the Clyde, it's just stunning. Beautiful. Even on a grey day. Right, let's go get washed.